Phoneboy Speaks, episode 125. Come on, feel the radio noise. Whether you know it or not, you're probably being bathed with different types of electromagnetic radiation. If you have a cell phone, if you have a television, if you have a wireless device of any sort, you probably are getting bombarded, you know, at least on some levels with electromagnetic radiation. And chances are it's probably safe levels of radiation. But there are people that are actually sensitive to things that, you know, that aren't just, you know, happening in their house, but happening where they live, right? And so there's and it's not a huge number of people. And I've read a few reports that people have had to move away from certain areas because they're sensitive to something that's going on. And they determined it was a certain type of electromagnetic radiation that didn't agree with them. And then when they moved away from that area, they started feeling better and their, you know, their weird symptoms just sort of disappeared. So, it is something that, that people have reported. The scientists don't necessarily agree that that can happen, but just because they haven't proved it doesn't mean that it's not true, as the case with a lot of things. So, but anyway, this is it's an issue for some people, and I can understand that. And there's actually an area in Green Bay, West Virginia, that's the U.S. National Radio Quiet Zone. It's a 13,000-mile square area where most types of electromagnetic radiation are actually banned. And so that means you can't pick up a TV station, a radio station. You can't use Wi-Fi, a cell phone, Bluetooth. All of that stuff is banned. And the idea is to minimize the disturbance around the telescope that's there. It's a fairly sensitive and steerable telescope, and so they, to minimize it picking up stray things or getting the wrong signal, they ban everything around it. And so this area has actually gotten popular among people that have issues with electromagnetic radiation. That seems to be the ultimate cure for this kind of problem. If you happen to be sensitive to electromagnetic radiation, there's really no place to go because there's so many things that are out there that spew it. I mean, even wired electricity, any wiring can potentially emit electromagnetic radiation if it transmits anything. There's a potential, and you can, there are things you can do. You can minimize the exposure by shielding stuff and whatnot, but some people are just hypersensitive to it, and so the only solution for them that they've found that works is going to an area like this, this radio quiet zone in the mountains of West Virginia, and honestly, because of the proliferation of cell phones and wireless towers and you know, there's power and, you know, civilization is pretty much everywhere, even in some of the remote reaches of the country. Finding a place where there's no electromagnetic radiation at all is actually fairly rare. The only reason this exists is because I'm sure the federal government said, we want this telescope to actually work, and so we're going to make sure nothing comes in here, and that's so we're going to ban any sort of radio frequencies around this area. And I guess that makes sense. But for the real world, for the real world, again, finding a place that's not awash in electromagnetic radiation is probably fairly difficult. And it's not like it respects boundaries that are, you know, either property or city or state or, you know, country boundaries at all. It's the stuff can kind of go everywhere. And so having a place to go for people that do claim to be sensitive to these things is that seems reasonable. Although I'm sure the residents of Green Bank, West Virginia, aren't real happy about that. In fact, in the article I'm looking at right now, they weren't. But such is life. And I guess if it is a problem for you, I mean, that's really unfortunately, there's not too many places you can go that aren't bathed in electromagnetic radiation. Of course, on the other hand, I mean, we get electromagnetic radiation all the time. It's called the sun. And, there's probably some other natural phenomenon where we get electromagnetic radiation. So you're never going to get completely away from it. But certainly all the man-made stuff, which, you know, is going to act differently than the natural stuff, certainly there are places you can go. And, I guess if that's an issue for you, you're probably not listening to this podcast. But if you are, you might want to go check out Green Bay, West Virginia, because that seems to be the place where all the people who can feel the the radio noise are hiding out to be away from it at all. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.